Ah, madam, do you know the miracle that will happen here in a few weeks? We'll take a handful of ordinary-looking people right here on this stage. We will make a semicircle of straight-backed chairs, and all of us will sit quite awkwardly. We shall take a play script and read it aloud together for the first time, and it will sound impossibly bad. Bravely, we resist the temptation to commit suicide or to chuck the whole thing, because we know that this has happened at every first rehearsal since Sophocles. Then we struggle with the chalk marks on the floor, the imagined doorways, the symbolic mountains, the invisible togas. And every actor shouts when he should be soft and whispers when he should be heard. And then the inanimate objects join our company. And they're temperamental, too. Oh, every robe has a mind of its own. And the canvas painted blue to represent the sky succeeds only in looking like canvas painted blue. But you stand on the stage, and through the drawn curtains you hear the first breath of life from out there. It is the audience. The audience is the genius which makes the illusion come to life. You see, a song is not music unless there is someone to hear it. And I am certain that a man is not an actor until there is an audience for him to touch. An audience that asks the favor that their applause be considered part of the performance. And now you have arrived. You are the cardinal ingredient. Then suddenly we are all of us clothed in majesty.